Okay, why don't we go ahead and call the meeting to order? We'll start with a roll call, and why don't we go ahead and just say our names for the record? The meeting is being recorded, so I'll start with our youth commissioner.
Yeah, Anya Singh, present.
Kev Phillips, present.
Michael Kane, present.
Diana Fisher, present.
Gordon Yamate, present.
Carmen Lowe, present. Verily Isaacs, present.
Pradeep Kumar, present.
Thank you. And let me first start off with verbal communications. These are for items which are not already on the agenda. Are there any members of the public interested in making any comments? Hearing none, I'll close comments and we will move to the consent calendar. Our first item is to approve the minutes of our I think we're approving the minutes of October meeting, October 10. So, and let me first open it to public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to offer any comments regarding the minutes? Hearing none, public comment is closed. So let me ask first, I assume everyone has had a chance to review the minutes. Are there any additions, corrections, modifications from fellow commissioners? May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes as amended. Consent item number one.
As amended?
Date.
Oh, thank you. Well, the date actually in the draft is fine. It was just in our
packet.
In our packet agenda. So. Okay, do I have a second? I'm sorry.
I second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, our minutes are approved. Let's go to commissioner reports. I'll go ahead and start again. Since our last meeting, we used this as an opportunity just to report on communications that members of the commission have had with the public, with organizations, otherwise. So I'll go ahead and start. Anya?
Yeah, so with the Youth Commission, we had our meeting just 2 days ago on November 12th. And the main thing to report out from that is we're planning our ad hoc groups preparing to present to town council next week. As well, we have decided, we are advising council that the youth commissioners aren't going to be voting members of the boards anymore. So our liaison positions, like me and Ryan, for example, on the DEIC, we're no longer going to be voting members. So more of our comments are going to be used in like public comments or advising on things directly related to the youth commission as liaisons. Because we, as a commission, decided that we aren't going to be filling out the Form 700.
Oh, okay. Your input is still very much welcome and valuable for us. So even though you're not voting, your voice will definitely be heard.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Not
going
to be voting.
She's deferring to me. Is that okay? On October 19th, Commissioner Falaki assured me they would accompany me to the Musk for the quarterly neighborhood coffee. Well, of course they didn't. And so I went away. I sent you a letter it was marvelous. And we're gonna publicize the next one that they have. And I've talked to one of their leaders. About having more publicity for the quarterly event and any other events they have by joining the chamber. And she said she was very interested in that. So I put her in touch with Diane to coordinate that possibility. It was Diane's idea, it was a good idea. On the 20th, I went to the installation of the new priest at St. Mary's and got to meet with Bishop Cantu. him, I gave him a card. I still have cards. And told him about us very briefly. I was at a doctor's office, I gave out cards. We did a Zoom on 10/29. Now, I sort of like to say this. On, was it Saturday, 10/26? Commissioner Falaki and I and her son went to the Diwali Festival of Lights program being held at the library by the Hagrav Dance Studio performers. They were awesome. And the leader, the most accomplished dancer, danced with a 7-year-old little girl. And the little girl was marvelous. She did everything that the leader did. I made note of that. When they were all done, they asked if there were questions. Commissioner Falaki asked about what their hands meant. Somebody else asked about what the music meant. I asked the little girl's mother permission to ask a question, and the mother said, okay. And so I said, my question is, may I get the autograph of the dancer, the little girl? And the place broke up, and I went down and I got Lena's autograph. For those of you not on camera, I'm holding up the autograph that I got from the dancer. It was a marvelous event. There's other things. What do you have? Do you want to add to Lena?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'll pass then.
Okay. But I think it isn't it on the agenda, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Falaki and Michael and I did have a meeting, but I think that the discussion that we had regarding the banner, it is on our agenda.
Yes.
So I can report on that then.
Perfect. Okay. This is Gord Yamate. Since our last meeting, I did have some communications with Councilmember Rob Moore. And he had actually, given sort of recent events, had concerns about protecting the Los Gatos community from anticipated changes resulting from change of our leadership at the federal level. And he emphasized that we need to focus on how we protect the most vulnerable people in the town community. And he's been working on a resolution. I don't know if it's going to be presented at the upcoming meeting, I guess next Tuesday, but in its sort of draft form, it was basically seeking to have the council commit to, one, protecting the rights, liberties, and freedoms of Los Gatos residents, workers, and visitors, two, not using its resources to assist in the deportation Los Gatos residents, persecution of unhoused residents, the disruption of women's personal health care decisions, the stripping away of environmental policies, the erosion of physical and mental health care, or the targeting of LGBTQ plus Los Gatos community members. And then third, to oppose any attempts to undermine the safety, security, and rights of members of our community, and a commitment to work proactively to ensure that the rights and privileges of everyone in the town, regardless of religion, country of birth, immigration status, disability, gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity. So I actually offered some comments to him on the wording of the proclamation, but I thought it was something that would certainly be of interest to this commission, and we may actually have more, maybe an attempt or a time where we would have some input as a commission. But I thought it was a great idea, and glad that he's doing that. Let's see. I also was introduced by Vice Chair Fisher to Jessica Blitchock, who is the Director of Community Partnerships at the Jewish Community Relations Council, and she has actually invited me to attend a press conference this coming Monday, part of the Here I Am initiative taking place at Congregation Sinai. And then I also received a communication actually just minutes before getting here from Jeff Suzuki, who heads up the Anti-Racism Coalition of Los Gatos, and
What I will do actually is defer his comment or his communication when we get to the restricted covenants discussion. So that is all I have to report.
Excuse me, Chair, would you comment on the meeting we had with the library people? No one?
Oh,
comments, or is that an agenda item?
That we can discuss under that agenda.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
This is Carmen Lowe. I had two casual conversations with folks that I think would be worth mentioning. So as part of a separate work event, and then I was talking with her afterwards, I spoke with Jasmine Hartenstein, who is the Inclusion and Belonging Manager at the Office of Racial Equity of the City of San Jose. And I spoke with her about my role in the commission and what this commission is doing. She was obviously very incredibly supportive, and also mentioned that there is a somewhat regular meeting that happens for people who are working at the local government level on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. So I was going to reach back out to her to get some more information on that and to hopefully participate. Separately, I had a discussion with actually my son's first grade teacher at Blossom Hill Elementary School. Her name is Allie Payne, wonderful teacher. And she, I had mentioned the my position here and also my interest in working on DEI efforts, particularly amongst the schools. And that was actually an interest of hers, in which she's getting additional studies and certifications on that issue, and says that there's a lot of discussion about that at the schools itself. So I'm gonna continue to have discussions with her about how we can be plugged into that further.
This is Verily Isaacs, and I had two casual conversations. On October 25th, I was down at Loyola Marymount, and I attended a session with Henry Louis Gates on Finding Your Roots, and I met briefly with his producer, and I gave him one of my town cards. And then Commissioner Knell and I also just met to brainstorm some additional ideas, and that was on October 18th.
Nothing major to report this month.
Thank you. We'll go to staff.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to announce that the town's annual commission recruitment is now open. The DEI Commission is recruiting for 3 seats. So we have one for a Los Gatos resident, one for a Los Gatos nonprofit employee, and then one for a business, Los Gatos business owner or employee. The deadline to apply is December 9th at 4 p.m., and interviews are tentatively scheduled for December 16th at 5:15 p.m. And so for more information and to apply, you can visit the town's website. There's a link on the homepage, or you can go to www.losgatosca.gov/commission-application. Thank you.
And then if I can also add on, sorry, just in kind of reviewing the minutes and the agenda, out of an abundance of caution, I think we'll just add it to the next agenda with the proper date, just the, for Brown Act purposes, we can make sure that it was noticed with the correct date on there. Just wanted to let you know that, sorry about that. And then Commissioner Lowe, I think Holly does participate in that working group.
Yeah, there's an interagency DEI working group, and staff is already participating in that.
Great.
Is that something that's available to commissioners? Should we be interested?
No, it's for city employees.
City employees, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question, if I may, with respect to the vacancies. Is one of the vacancies a representative from the Arts Commission? And is that person appointed?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Arts and Culture Commission vacancy is not one that I listed. That's not one that's recruited directly
okay.
for the DEI Commission. The Arts and Culture Commission's next meeting, I believe, is November 20th. It's a little bit later this month. And so we should have a new representative from the Arts and Culture Commission for our December meeting. So that seat should be filled before the new commissioners would start in January.
So we actually otherwise then have three vacancies. Is that right?
One of them is Commissioner Broadhead's seat, which is vacant, and then two of them, I think one of them is your seat, Chair,
okay, gotcha.
And then the other one is Commissioner Phillips.
Through the chair?
Yes.
If this would be the right time, I was wondering if Commissioner Isaacs could enlarge on her note regarding the climate and culture meeting coming up at the school.
Actually, just before we started this meeting, I had a brief conversation with Katie and Holly. But that meeting is going to be on December 9th, and it is open to the entire community to attend. It starts at 6. I put the address in the note that was forwarded to everybody. I'm hopeful that those of us that are part of, you know, the education ad hoc committee all attend, but hoping it's open to all. My question to Katie and Holly was, might we be able to use this opportunity as an opening, an open listening forum, you know, which is another one of our agenda items, and Katie's going to get back to us with that information. But if that is something that is allowable, then perhaps we send our questions, you know, ahead of time, and they can tack those questions onto that meeting, which would be, I think, an effective use of time.
Just to chime in just briefly, I will look into and provide you a better, more complete answer. And just some things initially to look out for. If a majority of you, or more than a quorum, attend this event, that could cause some things. So maybe coordinate amongst yourselves and make sure not more than a quorum attends. And then the other piece of it is, aside from what I'm going to try and look into and piece together, you're always welcome to reach out and coordinate with folks in your own personal capacity. Like, you can say, you know, I'm a commissioner, but, you know, in my personal capacity, I think these are great questions to be asked, if you wouldn't mind including them. Like, that's something you can always engage in, as long as you make it clear I'm asking in my personal capacity. So I just want to open that avenue to you, but then I'll also look into whether it's something that could be under the events policy or something like that.
Just a question and maybe a clarification, so that we don't inadvertently trigger a Brown Act violation. You know, this is an event that, if I understand it, is actually being organized and headed by another organization. It just happens that we may be attending. Is that exempt? I mean.
So this is an excellent question, and I hope I don't. Maybe I'll get some attorney telling me something otherwise. But to my understanding, if you're just going to attend and observe and listen, that's fine. It's again, it's open to the community. You all are welcome to attend. I think when it comes to, oh, now we're engaging in something that has come before the commission, like asking these particular questions, I think that's when we start to get into a fuzzy area of, is this now something that could be construed as, should this have happened in a noticed meeting? And so we just want to be mindful of that. But if the questions aren't asked, then absolutely, I think there's no problems with you attending as members of the public. Yeah.
And for clarity's sake, I think my perspective was that the questions would be asked, but we would not engage in a two-way dialogue, that we would just, and I know you're going to clarify, but all I'm thinking is it's an open forum. Here's the standard questions that we wanted to ask, and it was just an opportunity where they were all assembled, where we might be able to take advantage of that. So that would be the question.
Great. And again, if you have reached out in your personal capacity to say, hey, here's a set of questions that I think would be great, that's something that you can do. But I'll look at it in terms of, can you do it in a more official capacity? Yeah.
Thank you. Any other staff comments or reports? Why don't we go ahead to the first item under our agenda for other business, and this is in connection with the town's annual winter celebration. I know we have a subcommittee that's been looking into this. Let me ask, first of all, is there any public comment? Actually, I know Monica is here, so maybe we can just start with you.
Sure, thank you for having me here this evening. So I am back, as we discussed, at the last meeting to talk about a message for the winter celebration, Los Gatos in Lights. We understand that the subcommittee met and provided the staff with some language that should be, or that they would recommend being used. Since that meeting, we have had internal conversation and some direction provided to staff that the message would need to be a more, a broader message that's not from one single commission, because that is not extended to all commissions to provide. So within your staff report, what you see is a modified message that uses the language that was provided, but is a little bit broader. So that's what we're here to provide with you for you this evening. Staff's available for your questions, and that's all I have. Thank you.
So I understand the subcommittee then has met on this. Do you have any
submitted?
She gave this response already, but sorry, I.
I have a comment.
Okay.
It's mine, it's off the top of my head, but my first reaction was we watered it down. DEI was trying to say something about DEI. The town wasn't per se in that medium of the matter. I read what we wrote and I read the amendment and I thought, it's lost something. Because one of my agendas is to let people know we exist in any place we can properly put our name. Because I talk to whole tons of people, they don't know we exist. I give out cards, I run out of cards twice. So now they at least know we exist. And so that banner, for all the people coming to the celebrations, I thought it was appropriate to have a DEI identity on it. That's my comment. Tell me why it isn't.
Just to give some background, so when we were reviewing this, we also kind of realized when we came and asked for, because we definitely want to get your perspective, that's why you're here as a commission, we want to hear your perspective and your input so we can make sure we can have a DEI lens to when we're doing some of these things. And so last year, we didn't have the benefit of having a DEI commission to ask. We did our the Happy Holidays in various languages. And so we wanted to come back as staff to say, hey, we want to do another message. We want your input and ideas. Really what it came down to is we were trying to make sure we're still, because this event is on behalf of the whole town. It's something that not even the council has a special message, or other commissions aren't getting the same opportunity, so we just wanted to, but we do think that the core messaging of the inclusivity of this message was important, so that's what we tried to carry through in the version that you have before you now. So that was the logic behind it, since you did ask.
You understand my passion, yes?
I do, and I don't discount
everyone
it.
Everyone to know we exist in any in every proper medium where we can accomplish that. Just knowing that we exist can begin a change process. To know that the town has a DEI commission. So I didn't want to water it down. That's all. I don't know how this feels.
No, I definitely hear you, and I hope you all, or whoever is able to be in attendance, are there and talking to the community. I think that'd be wonderful.
I actually, you know, I think taking out the name of the commission in a way shows that these types of values are held by more than just the people on the commission itself, and broadly by the town management. I think that's important. I am confused about why the word diversity got taken out of it. I think that that's an important value and concept to be included in there. I think that's the whole point of it, is that we are striving to create a welcoming environment, absolutely, but we are also actively working on ways that we can create a more diverse
So would your question, I'm sorry, I appreciate your comments and I want to understand. So the inclusion of diverse perspectives, is that the piece you're speaking of?
I Yeah, I need to think about a specific red line, but I think that we need to be including the concept of how we value and are promoting diversity in the town.
Yeah.
Thank you for that feedback. That's very helpful.
And equity.
And inclusiveness.
I mean, inclusion is there, but I think diversity and equity are very key values that should be included.
I'm going to read through and see if I can figure out a red line. And you don't necessarily have to find an exact red line, because we'll have to take this back and kind of determine with kind of staff what the final wording will be, but this input is helpful.
Okay, any other comments, questions? Okay,
I'll ask one.
Yes.
And was it considered that referencing the chamber is not appropriate for some reason?
Yes, because it's not inclusive of the chamber isn't the chamber's calendar isn't the town's calendar, and it doesn't include everything that the town, like, so basically the direction was this message is coming from the town as a whole. So if it's not a town initiative or a town website, it doesn't belong in this message.
But actually, the way I got that sentence was from the town's website. Right? On the inclusivity website, it has that sentence. So I just lifted it from the town's website.
With the chamber?
Yeah.
So then people would be able to access it by going to the town's website, which is linked here. And the direction we received was that would be the link that needs to be provided.
And I guess, because also it says to learn more about the effort, but actually about events. So I was interested in encouraging people to do more than come to the Santa Claus and the tree lighting, and there's many other things going on. And so I wanted to, that was a way of getting that message that Las Gatas has many other things going on that you're all invited to as well. So if there's a way to express that rather than just like the more generic, we want to be inclusive, but actually no, you can go to things, and we encourage you to do that. That's a different kind of message.
Okay, thank you. We'll note that as well. Thanks.
I have a quick clarification question. Does the calendar reside on the Chamber of Commerce website or on the Visitor Center? And I realize that they manage both. I get that, but I'm just curious who owns that, or you know, under what title is that calendar managed?
It's under the Chamber of Commerce. The Visit Los Gatos contract is business specific, which we realized after our conversation with you all at the last commission meeting. The agreement that we had between the town and the Chamber of Commerce for Visit Los Gatos speaks specifically to including all businesses. And so I think that was the response similar to what some of the commissioners thought when they reached out to the chamber, that they were looking for people to contact them and that it wasn't part of that contract.
So actually I'm looking at the website right now. So there's town events subpage within the town's website, and there's a language and it directs to the Chamber of Commerce events calendar. So maybe at least not directly chambers, events calendar piece, but Los Gatos Town's events piece, maybe if we could list, might be a good solution. But I do agree that having a place where people can go and access the events might be an easier way to kind of showcase what we are doing in town.
And maybe just for my education, because I wasn't here for the last session, so I apologize about that, but what is on the Chamber's calendar right now? Like, do they have, is it various holiday events, and it's already in there?
Right, any nonprofit that is a member advertises their events. So, for example, I know that the Hanukkah celebration that's here is also advertised by the Chamber because they're a member of the Chamber, the JCC that is.
Okay, we'll take it into consideration.
Also, if something gets a special event, so just speak to like the Hanukkah event, because that gets a special event permit, that will also be housed on the town's website for their events. So that's our kind of deciding factor, is if something gets a special event permit, that's how it's on the town's calendaring. And that's there so that folks know where things are taking place. And if you're going to plan an event, you can go and see what else is already taking place at that time. So that's how something gets on the town calendar specifically. And then for the chamber, it's their membership. And it's up to them to determine how and when things get posted.
I just wanted to add that at the last meeting, I made a suggestion that for the coming year, it would be really great to invite diverse communities to a meeting, right? And I think we agreed that that was something that we could pursue early in the year, right? To ask people what would make them feel welcome, right? As opposed to us sitting here and trying to decide what other people would like to see to feel welcome. And so there, this was a kind of a for this year effort to say, and by the way, there are other things going on. So that was why it was important.
And just to clarify, that hasn't been promised that it'll be scheduled. That message was relayed back to our leadership, and that it's up to them to work with the mayor to try to see if that's acceptable. So I just want to set expectations that there isn't a meeting that's waiting to be calendared.
I've had a chance to look at the language, and can I just suggest perhaps having it say something like, the town strives to create a welcoming and inclusive environment and is actively engaged in celebrating diversity and promoting equity. I think that those are action words that say, you know, what we are doing with respect to the values that we have about diversity and equity.
And on it, but can you tell me where the town gets inserted?
The town strives to create a welcoming, insert carrot,
okay,
and right, inclusive environment, and is actively engaged in celebrating diversity and promoting equity. I'm happy to hear anybody else's thoughts.
I think those are good changes. At the risk of causing confusion, to the extent that we do have a reference to the other holiday events going on, it seems to me that are we prohibited from having a link to the chamber? But it also sounds like we need to have one to the town of Los Gatos because there are different things being published on both of those sites. So
I think what we should probably do is look at the web page that's where the inclusivity/inclusivity is and see if we can do some redirects from there.
Okay.
I don't think that we'll be able to list several websites, but maybe what we can do is make it clear from that page how to access the event calendars, either to the chamber or to visit Los Gatos or to the town's events.
Maybe I'll just add a possible edit to the very last sentence, in addition to learn more about the town's efforts focus on inclusivity and to join other winter celebrations.
Okay, are there any other comments, additions? Okay. Why don't we go on to the next agenda item, which is exploring options. The next agenda item is our listening campaign for outreach to community partners. We have a number of subcommittees. Does anybody have anything to report on what the subcommittee has done or whether there's been any outreach? Because I actually do have a comment, and I wanted to get some feedback on it from, yes?
Here, I can give a brief staff report for item three, if you'd like. So item three is regarding the listening campaign for outreach to community partners in the categories of schools, religious groups, businesses, and nonprofits. At the October meeting, the commission selected the four questions that are listed on page two of the staff report to use to move forward with the outreach. One thing I want to clarify for commissioners is that as community partners are approached for this work, You may identify yourself as a DEI commissioner, but please state that you are reaching out in your personal capacity, not your capacity as a commissioner. And then you would then report back to the full commission. That concludes the report. The ad hoc working groups may report out on any progress so far, and staff is available to support the discussion. Thanks.
Okay, so if I understand that again, we can say we are members of the DEI commission, but we are here in our individual capacity, and then we will report back. Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Thank you.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm being dense. So when we do go on to the listening campaign, you're saying that that's the communication that we need to be giving to these folks that we're reaching out to. Okay. And
yes.
So those guardrails are that we can say that we serve on the commission, but that we are having a discussion with them as in our personal capacities.
Yes, exactly.
And we should disclose that whatever we're being discussed will be talked about at the next commission meeting.
Yes, that's correct.
Or a future commission meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
May I ask, can we also use the questions that we've set up in our framework to like ask them questions during those conversations? Like, can we use the question that we've set up like with our previous meetings when we're in these discussions?
Yes, you can, and but make sure you have the most recent list of questions because we had two of them taken out. But what you can do is keep those in mind because somewhere in there you probably are gonna have a conversation on that anyway without asking that question.
And I'll just through the chair. I mean, I'll just note that the four questions that were approved by this commission are on page 2 of the staff report.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I kind of went back into the work plan to kind of make sure that we were capturing everything with this listening campaign, and my sense is that we are. But I was thinking about, and I'll just give the example because it actually impacts how we are going to approach title companies, that industry. Because my guess here is that a lot of businesses may not actually have, when we talk about furthering your DEI programs and what can the town do to help you on this, they may not have a program specifically designed for that. And then the conversation becomes a little bit kind of like, well, why are you here? And clearly we're asking title companies under our other agenda item, we're asking them specifically, to help us out and provide title reports to people who, and we have a mechanism for how people will be able to reach them. So I actually went back to the underlying goal that was in the work plan, and the specific items are that we meet with community partners, which are businesses, nonprofit organizations, religious organizations, and educational to determine how they would like to manifest equity learning in the community. And then we focus on collaborative projects that promote healing, et cetera. But that is all under the heading where the town staff, DEI Commission, community partners, to foster collaboration between community groups and other partners engaging in equity work in order to offer joint activities. And, I guess on the one hand, we could approach businesses and just say, are you folks engaging in any equity work? Because that's real. Could we collaborate in any way there? Or was it intended that we only approach those partners, prospective partners out there, if we know they're engaging in equity work? That little subtle distinction there. I kind of wondered if Yeah, I wondered if we ought to be going by the language in the work plan, and we are only approaching, our listening campaign is really directed to organizations. I mean, we know schools are obviously involved in, you know, engaging in equity work, but, you know, isn't there a kind of a presumption that if we approach a business sector that we should know that they are engaging in equity work? Does that make sense? Is that, do people kind of follow what I'm getting to here? Do we need to care about that at all? Or do you think it's, do you want to just go ahead and keep it broad? And the other reason why I ask this really is that with the title companies, I'm just thinking about sitting down with the title company and saying, oh, you know, what kind of, is there any way we can collaborate with you on the equity work you're doing? And they say, well, we don't have anything we're doing. And then we want to say, well, could you at least, you know, I know you folks are involved with, you have to deal with restrictive covenants. Could you help us out here or something? I was thinking it might be easier for us to get their cooperation or their help if we just directly approach them on the issue of helping us on a restrictive covenant project.
Yeah.
As opposed to a more broad discussion. Yeah. Feel a little awkward.
Yeah.
I'm getting a sense from commissioners that, yeah, that makes sense. But any thoughts from staff? I know this kind of came out of the blue, but does anybody recall?
So what is the proposed, are we proposing a change, or like what is the kind of conclusion?
It's really more of a clarification. Was the intent, and the question really is, was the intent in our listening campaigns that we would approach organizations in the four categories, but those that we know are engaged in equity?
Right. Yeah, if we go based on the language in, I love this, thank you for going back to the plan. So if, yes, you're right, when we look at the DEI plan specifically, it does say other partners or community groups engaging in equity work, so it would make sense if there are folks
well,
that are.
Well, it does for that particular item, but then, you know, I will say that if you look at in goal B, item 2, medium-term action items, where it says that staff, commission, community partners create public forums and garner feedback from the community on the types of equity programming they would like to see offered in town. That seemed a little bit broader in the sense that, okay, we would actually go out and solicit that. But maybe we just go ahead and ask that question anyway. You know, is there equity program that you'd like the town?
I think you do. You say, do you see opportunities for the town
yeah.
to do more to promote and ensure diversity, equity,
okay.
and inclusion?
Okay. So we covered that, but then getting back to the other one, it sounds like maybe that is a bit more narrow in terms of who we choose to go out to.
It appears that way.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. If we're all on the same page, that's all I wanted to get.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else from our commission members on the listening campaign? Shall we move on to the next?
Actually, since we're here, can I just go ahead and say that on December 9th, can those of us on the education and schools hopefully commit to coming to the event on the 9th, that way we'll ensure we don't have a quorum. Is that fair?
Well, I was hoping to come.
Oh. I'm just trying to ensure we don't have a quorum.
Can you state it again?
I was just asking if the ad hoc group that represents education and schools, can we all just commit to that and in front of everybody, we'll just make sure we don't have a quorum. But then Gordon's saying he wants to go. So we'll just circle back around with you.
Okay.
We'll see how to
flesh
that out.
Yeah, I think your committee has more people, right?
It's got Lowe, Phillips, Edimoto, and Singh.
Okay.
And myself.
So, there
so there's five.
Five, and six would break the quorum. I mean, that would create a quorum.
Yeah, so if no one else other than you.
Okay.
It's okay with me. I was actually just sending out the information to other people to go and encouraging community members to participate, so it doesn't need to be me.
Okay, so we'll wait for feedback.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to the next. Oh, yes.
If it's appropriate, we're talking about quorums.
Yes, good point. What is the quorum now, given our?
I want to say that the town council meeting set for election night was canceled. So in 2 weeks, we're going to have another town council meeting. And understand the aspect of the issue of quorum is going to be on that agenda. That's what I was told. That's not my question. The question is this. I think we should all be there.
At education.
At the town council meeting, when the issue of quorum comes up, it's a danger. It scared the heck out of me that for various reasons, if we fail to get a quorum, we lose a whole month. And I think the definition of the quorum should be re-examined to prevent that kind of disaster from happening. Anyway, I'm going to be there and do that. But if other commissioners came, would we then have a quorum to discuss the issue?
So what issue are we talking about?
Quorum.
That's we've discussed. I don't believe there is a discussion of this at the next council meeting on the 19th.
Well, so I think this, you're referring to what Commissioner Singh was talking about when, about the youth commissioners recommending that they become non-voting members. So that hasn't happened yet, but if council were to approve that, then that would change the quorum for this commission because we would have two less voting members.
Yes.
So that would change the quorum.
But you're saying you don't think it's coming, I read it somewhere. I thought it was coming up at the next town council meeting.
Do you have any more information on just that a quorum, or was there anything other description on there that I can try and figure out which item it might be?
No.
Okay. Yeah, to my knowledge, the youth commission is sharing their work plan.
If six of us show up at the town council meeting, is that an issue?
No, because this is a notice town council meeting. The council is discussing their business. If you come and comment during the public comment period, that's fine.
That was my intention.
Yeah. No, you're welcome to speak at a noticed public meeting.
Thank you.
I think to Gordon's point, though, just given our current landscape, what is the maximum quorum number?
Six.
Right now, because it hasn't been approved that our youth is not voting. Okay, but it'll change once that happens.
So we essentially go at least one more meeting with, you know, making sure that everybody comes because we need to have a quorum.
We did have a one-person safety zone 2-3 months ago. And if that one person hadn't come in, we would have lost a whole month's worth of one month of work. Anyway, that's my concern.
Okay.
I don't think that, is that a rule that you can change?
It's
part of the problem. So
you can't change the quorum rule, but you can change the configuration of the quorum.
Are you suggesting changing the membership of the commission?
If the student.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So
I value treasure their presence,
mm-hmm.
but they have lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're teenagers, and we've experienced dances and games and things we used to do, and that's important.
Yes.
But if another commissioner gets ill, or something, then we lose a month.
Got it. Okay. So
whereas I'd like to have the student representatives here, recognizing that they have lives at the teenage years, I don't want that to jeopardize
the quorum.
Yes.
Totally understand. Okay, I'm following you now. I'm sorry, it took me a minute to kind of get up to speed. So what I'm hearing is you would like to weigh in when council considers that item. We'll make sure to let the commission know once we hear back on when that's tentatively scheduled for, and then when it's formally been posted on the agenda, we can let you know when that is so you're aware of when you can weigh in on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted to note too, so if that were approved, and the number of commissioners went to 9 from 11, then 5 would be the quorum. And I think we do have some ad hoc groups that have 5 people in them, so we would need to address that at that time as well.
By doing what? Reducing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I see.
Okay, there are, as I will mention, when we get to restricted covenants, there are other good reasons for attending Tuesday's meeting.
Because that would be up.
If the youth commissioners are not counted as voting members, then does their, then the, them being in, say, a subcommittee, and they're one of the five, does that count?
So the youth commissioners would not be on any ad hoc working groups because they wouldn't be voting members. They would attend the meetings, and they could speak during public comment, and they would be reporting back to the youth commission on what happened at the meeting, and they could report to the DEI commission on what was happening at the youth commission meetings.
Oh, but they can't do any of the work or?
So they wouldn't be sitting at the dais. They
okay.
would be
okay.
out on the pews.
Okay.
And then I just want to clarify, so I believe at the next council meeting, the youth commission is presenting their work plan, but I don't believe that that is when the commission the changes to the commission appointment policy that include the changes to the youth commissioners being voting members. I don't believe that is happening at the next meeting.
So until that change takes place, we assume that they are you are full voting members.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No changes
okay.
until council approves them.
Okay. You know, I would just offer, and maybe this comes up during that comment, but I would not have a problem, at least for this commission, maybe others may disagree, but I would not have a problem having non-voting members on the commission sitting at
yes.
at this table, because I think that would allow them to participate more fully with ideas, even though they don't.
When I talked about their status, I never imagined they would be moved off the dais.
I understand. So
they really need to stay on the dais.
So it has to do with the Form 700 and those requirements. And so the legal requirements, to our understanding, are if they're participating in the decision making. And so by being kind of part of the full discussion, not just as a kind of public comment, just like a member of the public, it becomes part of that decision making. So that was the kind of impetus for kind of re-looking at this too.
Okay.
And the Form 700 is... It makes sense, and we know why we need to fill it out, but it's also a lot to ask of a minor to fill out.
Right.
And so it's just, there were a lot of considerations that went into this. I also just want to caution that we're getting into a little bit of a fuller discussion. It's not on the agenda, so thank you.
Okay, good.
Just one last question. Is this updated work plan specific to this commission or generally?
No, the Youth Commission annually presents their work plan to council.
Yes. Well, it was
I hope you're filling out the Form 700.
Yeah, we should have filled it out.
I don't have it.
We will follow up with you.
No, I appreciate that. Send me another one.
Okay.
Is there a due date for that?
Is
there a due date for that?
Yes. But we'll follow up. We'll double check for you all, and we'll be following up with you.
What's the due date?
Does it pass?
It has to, I don't have the dates in my head. I think it has to do with when you're seated, there's an entering office, and then there's a leaving office, and then annually. So I don't know when the annual one is due.
Okay.
So we'll confirm.
I'm going to say that I haven't filled it out, and I did read through it, but I didn't see it as an attachment, and I don't know if it was a hyperlink. So I just think it would be a service to all of us, if you wouldn't mind tonight, just go ahead and sending that out again.
So it's not going to be an email from Holly. It's and this might be why maybe you're not seeing it. So it's from Wendy.
It's from Wendy. But even the one from Wendy, is it there? Do you see it there?
So it's not a form that you print out and fill out. You actually have to go into a portal. It's a very official thing. So you have to go into the portal, fill it out on the portal, create a username and a login. It's a whole thing. Wendy and the team will help you with that. Don't worry. We'll make sure that it gets done.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to the next item.
Chair,
yes.
I don't believe we opened public comment for this item.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
For this past one. Let me go ahead and open for public comment item 3 that our listening campaign. Is there anyone from the public who would like to offer comments? Seeing none, we'll close comments. Thank you for reminding me. Let's move on to item 4, and this is exploring options for a panel discussion. And let me again open this up for public comment. Seeing none, public comment is closed. And let me refer to the subcommittee that was working on this. Oh, and would you like the staff have anything to add? Maybe before?
I can give a brief summary of the staff report if that would be helpful.
Okay, sure.
So item four is regarding the options for a panel discussion event regarding the Silicon Valley Pain Index. As discussed at the October Commission meeting, based on the Commission events policy that was recently approved by the Council, commissions are encouraged to table at existing town events as opposed to holding separate events. And there are three potential options for the panel discussion that the Commission has discussed in the past. The first is that a nonprofit could host the event. The second is that the event could be pursued outside the Commission's official capacity, meaning commissioners could organize it in their personal capacity. Or the third option is that the Commission can make a recommendation to the Council for the Commission to host the panel discussion event. So for the first two options, if it was being held on town property, so you know, park or something like that, it would need a special event permit. But if it's held on private property, such as LGS Rec that was discussed in the past, there'd be no special event involvement from the town. If the commission pursues the third option of the recommendation to council for this to be a commission-hosted event, the commission should put together detailed information to present to the council regarding the content for the panel discussion. So examples would be an outline of the presentation, any slide decks, potential speaker bios, costs and funding sources, etc. At the last meeting, the ad hoc working group made up of commissioners Phillips, Lowe, and Kane were tasked with considering those three options and presenting a recommendation for the full commission's consideration. And that concludes the report. Staff is here to support the discussion. Thank you.
So, any additional comment from the working group? So, no recommendation?
We have not come up with a recommendation at this point.
Okay, well, that will continue this item to our next meeting. Okay, let's move on to item five, which is the restricted covenants project that we discussed at great length in our last meeting. Let me first of all open this up to public comment. Seeing none, I will close public comment. I was just going to mention that I did get, right before the meeting, bit of input on this particular topic from Jeff Suzuki, who heads up the Anti-Racism Coalition of Los Gatos. And Jeff's comment was, what his request was that for racially restrictive covenants, I would ask that you request at least a sentence, and this is in the proclamation, to commit the town to undoing the lasting damage of this segregation. So I am just passing that along. Let me also, at this point, I was gonna ask for just more input. We've already approved the proposal and what we're presenting, so it should be in the package for the council's Tuesday night meeting, that's next Tuesday. I would certainly encourage, you know, anyone and everyone who's interested in attending, please attend. And if you'd like, please speak, you know, in favor of the proposal. I certainly will be there to answer questions.
Chair,
yes.
This item has not been agendized on the council at this point.
Oh.
So at this time, the mayor's been informed of the commission's recommendation, and then following the discussion tonight, staff will provide an update to the full council, and then depending on council's recommendation as far as when it will be agendized or if it will be agendized.
Is there still time to get it agendized?
Not for the 19th, no.
Oh, okay.
So, and I apologize if this process wasn't very clearly laid out. So when a recommendation is made to council, staff will provide an update to the council that, hey, here's the recommendation from the commission. If the council chooses to agendize it, they will schedule it based on, there's many needs, many items that are going to council, so it depends on when it will get scheduled, and it's not always the very next, it's actually probably, just to manage expectations, it'll be really rarely that it's the very next meeting unless there's a very time-sensitive component to it, just so that you know. And so again, I know that you had changes or proposed changes to the attachment, and so if there aren't any changes this evening, we'll make sure to include those in an update to council, and then we'll proceed accordingly to how they direct.
Okay. Well, at least to address Mr. Suzuki's comment, and I know we don't have to address all comments, my sense was that this is something which I think I understand the intent of what has been suggested. I think it probably goes into the category of once we get our recommendation approved by the council, then we start digging into the weeds in terms of drafting the proclamation, and that's when we can address specific wording. But this is an excellent point for us to consider, and we'll certainly try to get that in.
The proposal that's going to be provided to council, is it based off of the three action items that I think we had discussed maybe two meetings ago, which was like to prepare a proclamation for the education campaign, or what is actually?
It's based on the motion that was made at the October meeting. There was an attachment to that staff report, and I believe that was the motion was to move that recommendation forward to the council with a couple changes to the language that we tweaked during the meeting. So that was the recommendation from the commission.
It included the webpage, as a summary, it included the webpage and then included a recommendation for the proclamation.
Did it include the racial covenant project? Or was that part of the webpage?
That would be part of the website. That would be a critical component of the website. Yes.
Is this draft what was submitted to council, or
So we're waiting to hear the outcome of this discussion to know, you know, are you making any changes, and we'll provide that final version.
But is this document that's
so
attachment one here is really expecting to give this to council?
Well, I was expecting to give this to council just by way as a background piece, because you know I want them to be sort of up to speed on what all the issues are, and more specifically what it is we would like to do on this. In addition to what we've already, you know, the proposal, the recommendation that we made to the council in our last meeting, you know, was a little bit broader, a little more general, but there's a lot more specificity in terms of what we're looking for. And this is more of just kind of keeping everybody up to speed in terms of what we've done, what we've learned, and et cetera. So it's just a current report on status of this.
Thank you. So the update would include the recommendation that the commission unanimously voted on at the last meeting, and then it would include the memo as an attachment to that, just with more detailed information.
Okay.
Unless the commission does not want to forward on the memo, we don't have to. We just assume that that was part of the recommendation.
It's still in draft form, though, it appears.
Yes. Because it keeps getting revised. Okay. Let me ask staff. I didn't intend that this would be something formal, the memo would be something formal that the commission would need to approve. It was just for information purposes.
Information purposes for whom?
For the council.
So you do want us to submit this?
It would be helpful, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's no problem. But because there were changes that you proposed that you wanted the commission, that's why we agendized it.
Oh,
so the commission
okay.
could discuss the changes, and then we'll send it.
Okay. I highlighted the changes just so that people wouldn't have to read the whole thing over again. They could just look to see what changed, and then it'd be a quicker read for review purposes, just so they know what's kind of going on.
Okay.
I think I was not aware that this document would be presented to council as part of the proposal. I definitely understand the thinking behind that and why we would want to do that. But I do think, you know, this is really great background information, but one of the areas I think it lacks is, I guess, the why. And it goes back to, I think, the comment that Jeff Suzuki made, which is, you know, it is important to build out the historical knowledge and understanding of racially restrictive covenants, but I'm not sure if the document is tying that to, okay, well then, why is it a moral imperative that we then do something policy-wise to address these past harms, aside from just reconstructing the history of it? But I feel like that needs to be addressed in here.
Well, the premise is why this project, and what are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish by that? One is to kind of help answer the question of how did the town of Los Gatos get to be the way it is with a highly segregated community? This, obviously, restricted covenants played some role in that. The purpose of this project is to use this as really an educational tool, an entry point for the community to understand more about these covenants. We're doing something, what we're going to propose with respect to our website is we're going to augment what the county already does with the idea that we're providing to the community something extra so that we hope that people will be interested in this and will have access and be able to check their property deeds.
Right, and I agree with all of that. I think that the missing connection is that we need to be tying this to why policy changes like affordable housing are important to this town, and why, you know, as a town we support those types of actions and why they're important to have affordable housing, because it is changing and addressing these past harms.
I appreciate that point, and I agree. That is something, certainly, if you look at, again, the sort of the established literature out there, how do you affect change of this condition that we are facing right now? Affordable housing is certainly what all the academics, all the think tanks, they all come up with that as saying that's what you need to do. There is in our work plan, sort of a separate area regarding affordable housing, and we might be able to, if we keep the proclamation broad enough, that would be a nice lead-in to undertaking the next step, which is to figure out what we could do to help promote affordable housing and make it more effective for the town. But I appreciate what you're saying, but for the scope of this particular project, this was perhaps a more narrow undertaking.
I think it loses the point that if we go through this whole, you know, project and talk about these racially restrictive covenants and say, this is why the city is not diverse, this is why we have so much socioeconomic and racial inequity in the town, but then there's no tie to what we're doing about that, it makes it sort of meaningless.
I want to agree with Carmen, and I actually think, might we consider, if you have a couple of sentences that you would suggest we add to this, that we go ahead and do it, and then this all ties very nicely to the potential discussion on the pain index.
Carmen, you are on the subcommittee.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I certainly would invite you to offer some language.
Yeah.
And we can supplement this since we don't need to submit something to the council for the next meeting. We'll have a chance to.
We have some time to do that.
We have a chance to do it at our December meeting. So let's plan to do that in the meantime.
And I just would like to say that I think you can do it right in the first paragraph.
Yeah.
When you get, it's important to understand what factors got us to this point and what we can do about it.
What we can do about it. I think
right,
that's
just right up.
Yeah.
Front.
I agree.
Okay.
No need to bury the lead.
And so can I ask, would you like staff to hold off on giving that update to the council until we have the specifics of this document worked out so that can be submitted along with the recommendation? Or do you want us to submit the recommendation to council now?
I personally think that the proposal itself without the addendum would have been sufficient. I mean, unless the council wanted to come back and ask for more information for why we're doing this, or I don't know.
I feel like it's more compelling with it, but couldn't the ad hoc committee just go ahead and make those changes? We can, and they can all agree on that, and then you can just send it out as an addendum. We don't want to lose a month going back and forth and presenting this at the next meeting. We trust that our subcommittee will do what's been discussed here, and then you could move forward and submit that to council.
Okay, I would just hate for the commission to keep working on this once the recommendation has already been submitted.
Is it possible for us to...
Do you want us to...
Just amend the memo and submit that later?
Without
waiting?
So you're asking, can we give council a here's the update? And then later when the memo is, your attachment is finalized, we share that. Remember that update we gave you before, here's additional information from the commission. That's what you're looking for.
Sure.
I think so. We're all exploring new territory.
Yeah.
But I think that would be okay. I think that would be fine. Are we thinking we're agendizing it again at another commission meeting, or you're enabling the ad hoc to just submit what you have?
Because it's a small edit, it's an important edit.
Oh,
but
actually, we can't. Okay, sorry, I'm catching myself. So sorry. And see, I'm trying to actively bring all these rules and things together. Technically, the ad hoc can't act on its own, so you do have to bring it has to be like the full commission. The ad hocs aren't enabled to act without the full commission.
But can we approve the idea without the specific language?
That was a really good question. I feel like to consider something, okay, this is the final and this is what we want to share, like I think that needs to be from the full commission. But, I mean, how about this? We'll take that and I will ask and get clarity, and then I will let you know. And in the meantime, the ad hoc can still work on their adjustments. When do we anticipate the ad hoc to be done with these adjustments?
Certainly by our next commission meeting.
Well before, I think.
Well before, hopefully.
You can be like guesstimate, just so I know how fast I need to figure out how, if we can move forward or not, or what might be the best path.
But you're saying that even if you were to present the proposal itself to the council, it is highly unlikely that it's going to go on to the next.
The next council agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be unlikely.
So, I mean, if you say, are we losing a month? Are we really losing a month? Because they're not going to be acting.
Yeah, well.
Unless there's some sort of like wait list that goes on. It's like better to get it in now than later.
I was just trying to get it into the queue, so to speak,
yeah.
so that it looks like, you know, hey, we're waiting for you folks. Come on.
That's, you know, it's really, like, I don't want to definitely stop the commission. The recommendation was made, so I don't want to stop that. So, it, you know, but there is maybe merit to just having this holistic package, because it sounds like you do want to kind of give them this broader view. But also, I don't want to be a roadblock, so I want to do what the commission is trying to do. So just let me know what you would prefer, because we can hold off on sharing until it's finalized, or we can share it, and then if a subsequent material comes available, we can share that.
What if we just shared the proposal, like that three-point proposal, and then to get just the idea into the queue? Like,
yes, the recommendation.
Yeah, the recommendation into the queue, and then we work on this and approve it at the next meeting, and then we can submit it as an agenda.
This memo, attachment one.
With the
yeah.
proposal.
Yeah.
The proposal itself.
Attachment one.
Yes.
So is there a separate recommendation? This is
I think it was in the last
one. Okay.
Yeah. It's not in this packet.
Yeah. I think we can do that. Yeah. We can share it. Whenever the attachment is ready per the commission, we can share it.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and move the recommendation forward.
Which you've already done.
Without the attachment.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
So the town council already has a recommendation?
We will be sending it. We just wanted to know, are we updating the attachment? That's what we wanted to confirm today, since it got agendized. We just wanted to double check.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So
for everyone's clarity, we will let council know, here is the motion that was made by the DEI Commission in October, and there will be no attachment at this time.
I think I'm a minority of one. Earlier tonight, before we all arrived, I asked who exactly was the author of attachment one, and I was led to believe that you wrote it, Gordon.
Yeah.
And I think it's extraordinary. I think it's extraordinary, detailed. Folks don't know 90% of what you put in here. So I defer to Carmen. Maybe I don't understand the point, but I think this should go with this attachment one should get to council.
It'll get there.
In a month. We're going to win a month?
But they're not going to do anything about it.
It's going to win without this? I mean, this is going to win without that. But you're telling me that would have happened, that would have affected anything anyway, because
right.
this will catch up to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We're putting it. Okay. I'm going to actually save the rest of my questions for the commission, but I would like to just have you folks think about this when we present this, because I'm sure there will be questions from the commission, from the council. Let's think about sort of what questions might derail this, and let's be prepared. And let's figure out what those are ahead of time, so we're prepared to address them.
Okay. You mean when it's agendized at the city council, and they're going to discuss it?
I'm anticipating. I'm asking fellow commissioners that when we go before the council and they are considering our recommendation,
mm-hmm.
I want to know what we should be prepared for. I'd like to get the benefit of all your input on questions that might derail this so that we are fully prepared.
Like cost and staff time and all that stuff. Just put
or
even broader.
Right.
Purpose. Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Right.
Purpose and.
Yeah.
And I also just want to also clarify, so, you know, we're going to make the council aware, here's the recommendation, and whenever the attachment's ready, we'll send that along as well. But ultimately, it'll be up to the council and council members of whether or not to agendize, just so that we're all clear. It's not a guarantee that it gets
right.
agendized. Okay.
So there's no guarantee that there's even a public discussion on the recommendation.
And the reason for that is that, you know, the DEI Commission, all commissions, are advisory to council, and the workload gets driven from the council, so the impetus needs to be from the council, but with your advisement and your recommendations, which they will have, and they can consider whether they want to pursue a discussion on it.
So
Okay, so if we made a motion to present the proposal, and the proposal, a lot of the work that you know, we will be doing is based off of whether the council will approve the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets strung out and then they never hear it, then what are we supposed to do?
And I think this is what most, Holly was trying to kind of also, I would probably not invest a lot of time after you've submitted the proposal, here's our recommendation, after that's been done, I would not continue to spend a lot of the commission's time on it until you hear from the council, yes, I want you to pursue it.
Okay.
So this comes from, you know, again, the commission is advisory to council. The work of the town and the commission is driven by the council and what they've asked to be worked on.
On a similar vein, that's why we submitted the recommendation like this. So without submitting, for example, the text of a proclamation, because
right.
That would take a lot of time.
If they, will there ever be a time when they will definitively say that they do not want to consider the proposal so that we don't have to sit around waiting?
I don't know that we'll get this a definitive statement. Because what it is we here's a recommendation, and then they have a process. It's in, what is the policy called? There is a council policy in how they get items agendized, and they would need to follow that policy to get it agendized.
Because mm-hmm.
I see your point.
I think that mm-hmm. if the council refuses to even consider having a proclamation that acknowledges something like racial covenants in the town, that is a statement in and of itself. So I'm curious just how we would know or...
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think in a lot of ways... Not all of these things are definitive necessarily. So, and it may be something where, you know, you as commissioners are, hey, this is really, you know, what did you think about this? You know, you could, that could, those discussions can happen. But ultimately, it is up to the council to agendize it through their agendizing process.
Okay, question?
I have a question.
Yes.
Maybe it's obvious or naive, but if and when this does get agendized for council, is there anything preventing all of us from going down and having the 2 minutes of the microphone?
For quorum things? I want to double check. I don't see why you would be precluded. Everyone should be allowed to have public comment. I don't think we're allowed to limit public comment. If you're feel safe as you say, you know, yes, I'm a commissioner, but I'm speaking my personal capacity.
Right.
That's the golden statement.
Yes.
I think I would recommend that we be prepared to do that. I think this is essential work, and they need to know that we're passionate about it, if we are.
If it even gets agendized.
If it gets agendized, yes. If it doesn't.
Well, we can show up and make a request that if it does get agendized. So.
If it doesn't get agendized, I'm in Vancouver.
The other approach, I hope it's okay. So when we meet council members while on our different sittings, we can bring it up as you know, hey, this is what we are doing, so we are hopeful to have the council consider this, so please, that should be okay, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, can you say that again?
So just to talk, yeah. So basically talk about this recommendation work that we are doing as the DEI.
To the council?
Council, not in an official capacity, but
yeah.
If I meet like mayor.
Right, here's some really exciting things.
Exactly,
yeah.
So what
yeah.
we are doing, and we are hopeful that you would consider it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think if all of us do that, it might be a...
And I would assume that they would have to report it, like it's a Brown Act conversation that they had.
I don't know that it's a Brown Act conversation necessarily. You're not just, I mean, if you get into like a dialogue of like, oh, what's it going to say? And like, we're doing the meat of the work, then maybe, but it's also not a quorum. So you're just, you guys come up with such unique situations. If you'd like me to, I can ask if that, but in personal status,
I couldn't do that, so that I would be really curious to know.
Okay, I will look into it.
So, I just have some informational items on sort of, we did, Michael and I actually did do a call, what was it, Zoom, with the folks at NUMU because staff had identified NUMU as a possible third party that could be the source of, you know, where people could get information about how to get a title report. And from our discussion, I think it was a very simple solution, which I think is actually pretty elegant. Once we are able to, once get title companies to agree to do this, we would just let them know, we'd pass that information over to the new museum, and they would actually just go ahead and put those companies with contact information on their website. So we could essentially have a link from our website to the new museum website if you need, if you would like to follow up and get a title report. Here's how you can do it. And that's the reason why we haven't yet talked to the title companies, because we don't want to ask them to do this until we know that we're going to actually do this.
Well, they were remarkably cooperative, and enthusiastic, and inventive. They gave us some new ideas. Good meeting.
Just the only other thing I would just report, because there have been some interesting discussions. You know, I think I mentioned at the last meeting, sort of the county has partnered with Stanford. With this AI process to identify covenants there. I intend to follow up with the contact person who actually sort of manages the program at the county to find out if they in any way, once they've identified a property, they'll go ahead and handle all the paperwork and get the covenant, the in this case, a racially restrictive covenant, redacted. But I don't think they do anything further to notify the property owner that, oh, by the way, you should know that there's been a change here to your property records. I would think property owners would might be interested in knowing something like that took place. I'm sure the county has their reasons for not contacting people, but I'd just like to get more information about what their process is in terms of sharing that information with the public, other than just putting up a map, an interactive map that shows where some of these properties may be located. I see a lot of concern from staff, so if you have questions.
So would this be on you?
Would this be on NUMU's page or?
Like the title companies?
The map
is already publicly available.
The county's map?
It's a map that is referenced in the articles.
Prawn and
TQED did articles on this, and they actually have links to the map and to the actual report that was done by the Stanford scientists / engineers who worked on this. So there actually is a report of what they did and what they were trying to accomplish by all of this.
They already did all the work for Santa Clara County.
They took a chunk of it. I don't think they did all the work, because I think there's still a lot of work to be done. And if I'm not mistaken, and this is another thing I want to sort of get clarified from the county, is I think the AI process may have missed some things that the county folks had done manually to locate properties that have these covenants. It may have missed those, so I'm just curious to find out. Because that AI process, you know, as they acknowledge in their report, still may contain errors. So, anyway, that was the update there. Anybody else have any questions or comments about the restricted covenant?
I'd like to repeat what I said earlier. We're about to leave item 5.
Yes.
attachment. One is an extraordinary piece of work. I want to thank the chair for writing it. It's educational, it's comprehensive, the footnotes are awesome, so thank you.
It was also actually just part of the exercise in figuring out how, what we could do. And this, by just writing it, sometimes that just helps you come up with ideas. Okay, thank you. With that, I think we are done for this evening. So I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
And everybody, please have a nice evening.